thank you so much for joining me in studio.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you so much.
So first up, for those who haven't actually heard of Subject to Change, what is this all about?
Well, Subject to Change is a new independent Australian television production. It's a coming-of-age drama that focuses on LGBTI plus teens going through their final years of high school. So it's a true and true schoolyard drama that basically focuses on all of the issues that arise from having sexual diversity in school.
And just the challenges that come with it.
Yeah.
You know, just trying to integrate yourself.
Yeah, bullying, you know, image, personal image.
Homophobia.
Friendship.
Well, it sounds super interesting. Now, James, the media plays a big part in what we all perceive as normal. What are some of the storylines and topics that Subject to Change is giving long overdue attention to?
Yeah, it's true. The media does play a massive role in what we perceive as normal. I think the main premise of a show like Subject to Change is the fact that it tries to completely neutralize sexual diversity. I mean, not just for Australian public, but for the large amounts of LGBTI youth here in this country that just don't have adequate representation on the television screens and in Australian media. The hard truth of the matter is that not every teenager identifies as being exclusively heterosexual. And so with a show like Subject to Change, we have this massive platform to explore things like homophobia and teenage depression and suicide and drugs and alcohol abuse, but also smaller things like finding love as an LGBTI teen, which sounds really simple, but it means so much to so many people. So as a television show, I think that's what we are trying to shed some light on. Yeah, definitely.
Now, Marianne, episode one of Subject to Change is already creating waves on YouTube, and there's already quite a solid fan base who want to see more, but you still need a network to sign up the show before you can release any further episodes. Do you think the networks might be reluctant to come on board because there's still a bit of lingering doubt about whether the mainstream audience is ready to embrace such a trailblazing show?
I definitely think so. There's this very traditional conservative vibe that exists on the networks in Australia. You know, every now and then we might have a stereotypical textbook gay character who's like flamboyant and fabulous and, you know, queefs their hair, and that's great, like that's fine, but there's a lot more diversity out there, and so far producers have demonstrated that they like to play it real safe, and networks who produce who, you know, buy the content seem to think that, like, if they keep on doing what they've done in the past, they'll just, like, keep on rolling on. But everyone knows that life doesn't work that way. You know, we grow, we change, we develop, and people are growing and changing and developing in the way that they express their sexuality. People aren't in the closet as much anymore. People are living out their truths, and which is fabulous, and we need to see that on television. So where I see it, there's so much to gain from actually honouring the truth that that gay teens actually experience, and by putting that on television, it's actually, in my opinion, a good marketing strategy, because all of a sudden all these ignored demographics suddenly have something to love.
And a voice too.
And a voice, yeah, definitely. I totally agree. It is a really important issue. And Aidan, before the show was released, did you ever worry there'd be any negative backlash?
Definitely. I mean, just going off what Marianne said, we're a very truthful show, and sometimes people can't digest the truth as much as they can fiction. So the struggle was making sure that our storyline was truth, was a truthful storyline to everyone who doesn't identify as strictly heterosexual, while still being engaging for a mostly heterosexual audience. And I know personally for me, at my old school, that was a conservative Catholic school, it was a struggle trying to keep it hidden, so to speak, you know, not showing out like who I really was in fear of the backlash that came with it. So I think Subject to Change does provide a platform for LGBTI people to have a voice in the community as well, and hopefully not have too much negative feedback. Yeah.
And just finally, before I let you all go, what has the response been so far from viewers?
Oh my God. The response has been phenomenal.
Yeah.
What surprises me is just the demographic of people that have responded to it. So it's not just a massive range of age groups, but it's a geographical demographic. So we have people from, I mean, God, every Iran. Country. Yeah. Iran.
French. I get like people writing to me in French, and mm-hmm. I literally have to put it through Google Translator.
Yeah. Yeah, I've had the same, yeah.
But we have a massive fan base in the US, in the UK, from China, Japan. I mean, there are people who are fighting firewalls to watch this show. So that's really, really special. But also great evidence that a show like this connects and is so universal to so many people and so important to so many people, I think, too.
Yeah, we have, you know, in the last 6 weeks, we've got over 100,000 people watching the pilot, and everyone is just crying out for the second episode. Yeah. And there's just so much demand now. And I think the beauty of the internet is that we can immediately connect to the broadest audience who want it. And they've been really clear and loud in what they're saying. So the case just gets stronger. And people are connecting to us on Instagram, on Twitter, on Facebook.
Asking for advice and
global.
Stuff.
Yeah.
Like I've had a few on various social media platforms that are asking for advice on coming out to their parents, and I'm here like, I just recently came out. Like, what, you're asking me for advice? And then I realised that Subject to Change is making a difference in the short time that it has been publicly out.
And that's the thing, is that it's only a pilot. I mean, the response that we've received is for a 22-minute episode. Imagine what an entire series could do. Holistically, that's a phenomenal kind of thing to think about.
It's amazing. Yeah. It sounds like it would change so much. If that's just the first 22-minute episode. Well, it is an incredibly important issue, and you guys are doing so well. Thank you so much for joining us on The Daily this morning.
Thank you very much.